Stedman says there's still plenty of work to do besides wrestling with the state's finances.
You will not see the state stop everything, everywhere, and put their head in the sands. We can't operate like that. But we need to be prudent with what we do and build.
Alaska is facing a scenario that any one of us might encounter if we lost our job. We've got enough savings to ride out a rough patch for a while.
We still have to educate our children and maintain our roads, make sure we have a good public safety system. You know, there's fundamental duties that the state has to see that it gets done, regardless, you know, today or tomorrow's price of oil or volume down the pipeline.
But the problem is a bit more complicated than just paying our bills. In a recent opinion piece, Governor Walker reported that the state expects to pay out in tax credits to oil companies about $100 million more than it takes in. That's right. Alaska is still producing a large amount of oil, but thanks to a perfect storm of large production incentives and falling prices, we're looking at paying oil companies to haul the stuff away. If world oil prices remain low, that bill could rise to $400 million next year. The governor calls it irresponsible to be paying for our own oil, but producers are already urging him not to change the tax structure. Alaska's oil revenue scheme tends to change with administrations, which Stedman considers a liability. When he was appointed 12 years ago by then-Governor Frank Murkowski, the state was trying to raise revenues. Stedman says the oil tax system at the time, known as the Economic Limit Factor, or ELF, was outdated.
And that was fixed with PPT, the Petroleum Production Tax, under Murkowski, and then that was modified under Palin with ACES, and then it was modified again under Parnell with Senate Bill 21. In my opinion, we're in worse shape now than we were under initial ELF. So we went full circle. In fact, maybe the circle went beyond full circle.
Stedman made headlines last year when he defied fellow Republican Governor Sean Parnell and signed the citizen initiative petition that put Senate Bill 21 on the statewide ballot. He also didn't play nice with Parnell's predecessor, Sarah Palin. Although Stedman held a powerful chairmanship in that era of the Senate Finance Committee, the governor vetoed his projects liberally. Stedman has a less influential role in Alaska's new, more right-wing Senate, but he's optimistic about Governor Walker.
I expect a good working relationship with him. I think he's interested in dealing with this situation head-on in a very open and transparent, and without, you know, most of the governors you listen to open and transparent, sometimes it's just rhetoric. And I don't think it is with Walker. And he wants to be fair across the state from what I can see.
Governor Walker has already pulled back state funding for capital projects that don't have a significant federal match. That puts at least a couple of big roads in the district, Catlan Bay and Sitka, and the Cape Petersburg Road, at risk. Stedman says there can be no sacred cows this session, and also no favorites.
I want our region and particularly the district I represent to be treated fairly across the state as we deal with these budget reductions and not be, you know, adversely affected because we are, you know, in a less populated area.
And there is an upside for Southeast as it weathers state budget reductions, according to Stedman. Both commercial fishing and tourism will benefit from low oil prices. Nevertheless, as he heads to Juneau, Stedman wants Alaskans to understand the scope of the problem. Oil prices are not expected to go up again soon. It's likely that producers will scale back operations on the North Slope regardless of tax credits. And Stedman is preparing for a long haul.
This is not going to be a one-year discussion and reduction. You know, at first you look at travel budgets and how many pencils you have in your drawer. Now, if you got any extra paper and you can cut a little bit of travel here, and you'll squeeze it up a little bit. But that's not even going to register the needle to what we have to deal with.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.